Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, is this Vimla Adityan?
Hello.
Hello? Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm able to hear you. Is this
Oh.
Vimla Adityan?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, Vimla. So I'm from Gspan. My name is Ramesh Soni. So I guess your interview was scheduled at this point in time.
Correct, yes, yeah, I'm waiting for this call.
Okay. So can we go ahead with that?
Yeah, please, yes.
Okay. So can you please brief me about yourself?
Okay, like I have around like 6+ years of experience in Oracle PL/SQL, both on development and also in production support. And I have
Okay.
like very good experience in capital market, working on trade and securities. And
Okay.
like I work as an individual resource from offshore, supporting multiple releases. Basically, like in our application, like every week we get a minor release, and once in a month we work on a major release. So for any
Okay.
CR that I get, like I used to like prepare the table design document, and then work on the detailed design document, preparing impact analysis document, and then doing the coding in the development environment
Okay.
and supporting QA team. So all those things I do, like, and I have a good experience in Oracle 10G, 11G, and also now in 12C. And
Okay.
I'm also like familiar in tuning both SQL and PL/SQL programs.
Okay. So if I ask you to rate yourself out of 10 being the highest and 1 being the lowest, in case of PL, SQL, Unix, and shell scripting, how much are you going to rate yourself?
Like in SQL, I will say like 8. And the PL/SQL 8 and Unix shell scripting it is 7.
Okay. So that means you're good in shell scripting, Unix, and PL/SQL, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. So suppose I would like to archive all the files that are older than 30 days in Unix. How can I do that?
Okay, so like first I will search for all the files that is like 30 days older by using -mtime, like find with the dot and then -mtime and then 30,
Okay.
and then I will archive it by using tar command.
Okay.
Tar and then
That's great.
-cvf and then I will tar it.
Okay, that's great. So suppose I created a file with the permission
Okay, can you
000.
just like hold on for a second, please? Like, let me put my headphone.
Yeah, not a problem.
Just one second, let me put my headphone on. Yeah, please, like, yeah, proceed.
Okay. So suppose I've created a file in Unix 0 with a file permission 000. So who
Okay.
can access
Okay, like basically like the permission command like 000, when you say like chmod, like we normally like say like
it?
chmod plus x and then the file name for giving an execute permission. So when you say 000,
Yes.
like it is like still we have we can do like read and write permission. As a like current user, like we can do it. So like first digit are
So
like 4 for user and then 2 for group and then 1 for like it is like for the current user.
okay. Suppose I want to see whether Java is installed
Okay,
on
and
a
okay, like I got your question. Like chmod 000, like it normally what does is even for the current users, it will deny the read, write, and execute permissions. So like no one can access, like even like the owner of the file and then the group and anyone, like no one can access.
What about root?
Root can access it.
Okay. Okay, suppose I would like to check whether Java is installed on my machine or not, and on my Unix machine. So how can I check that? Java compiler, I would say.
What we can do is like we can log into the terminal normally
Okay.
like in Ubuntu and then we can say like java-version or we can say like type as like Java C. If it returns something then you have like Java installed. Otherwise there is also the possibility that the path variable do not contain the Java path. So we will have to locate the JDC, JDK, or like we'll have to say like locate Java to see if you have any Java binary.
Okay. Okay. So that's fine. So suppose I want to, so suppose I have created a directory under home with the name B. Okay.
Okay.
So I want to do a CD to with the CD to that directory. So what should be the lowest file permission that should be there on the directory so that I can just access it? I'm not going to do any modification in the directory. I'm not going to change any files in the directory. I just want to access it. What should be the file permissions on the directory so that I can just access it?
If you have this like a like if you have this pletx, that is the executable permission, then that is required. Like we need this pletx permission.
Okay, access it, right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Suppose, so what is the difference between compare and diff command?
Like normally, like if you want to like compare the two files, we can use this. Like if you want to like find the difference between two files, we can use this different CMT. And if the two files are like identical, then this like different compare will return the values. Like normally, like this will return the difference in the lines. Like it will show you the line also.
Okay. Okay. So suppose I would like to connect to an Oracle database through a Unix machine. How can I do that?
Normally, like to connect to Oracle in shell scripting, what we do is like we'll say like SQL plus, and then we will say like username slash password @ database name, and then double less than symbol, and then EOF, and then we'll execute, and then finally we will use this EOF. So we'll open a Unix terminal, and at the command line prompt, we will enter the SQL plus command in the form of like SQL plus. There is a command. And then when prompted,
okay,
like we will enter the username and password. So SQL plus will start and it will connect to the default database. Or you will have to specify the database name while saying username slash password @ database name.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. Suppose in my monitoring tool, the server goes red. That means the server, an application server is down. So how are you going to proceed with this? The server is on Unix machine and it's JBoss server and it's on Unix machine. So first you're going to like you're going to check.
So what I will do is like I need to like receive an alert when my server is down. So when the server
yes.
is down, maybe the sysload collector will not be able to send any alert. So what we do is like we will prefer to go with a bash script to detect when my server is done or down or like offline. It has to send an email or an SMS. So for that, I will be like writing a script in the bash saying that like the IP address, and then we will give the email ID to notify, and then I will use this ping command, ping-c. Normally like in database, we will use this TNS ping to see whether we are able to like connect to the server. So we'll first like we'll ping and then we'll say -c, and then we will use the server IP address. And if it is not equal to zero, if the status is not equal to zero, then we will have to use this mailx command. So using mailx, we will use the -s, and then we will say like server, this is down, and then we'll notify us an email. So we can schedule
okay.
it as a cron tab, and then we can run it periodically.
Okay. So suppose you've checked the server, you've tried to log in the server and you're not able to, but when you do a ping and it is working, then you go to PuTTY and you check the Unix box. So there, what are you going to do?
Okay, so like we are not, we are getting, when we do a TNS ping, like we are getting a response, but
yes.
while connecting, we are not able to connect, right?
Yes.
So what
you can check for that Java process, right?
Correct.
You can check the logs, you can check for the Java process.
Yeah, we will check for the log, correct, yes.
So suppose if you, how are you going to check the Java process?
Java process?
Yes.
No, I have never done it. Checking for Java process.
Okay. So, normally
our application like runs in Unix only. So for to check for the running processes, like we can use this ps-ef, and then we can put a pipe and then we can grep for Java. So to if I need to like check which port like we are using, so like we can use like netstat, and then we can use like hyphen tupl and like tuplin, and then we can check for the port.
Okay. Suppose you see that the problem is with the process, so you kill it. Okay. So how are you going to kill it?
We can use kill command to kill the process by name or like by using the PID. So what I will use like kill, and then I will use hyphen and then the PID.
Okay.
Or we can we will have to check for the ps-ef, and then we will put a pipe and then grep Java. After getting the PID, then I will use like kill -9 and then I will kill it.
Okay. That's good. So what are zombie processes?
Zombie, right?
Yes.
Zombie, it will give you the completed execution by using the exit system call, but still there is an entry in the process table.
Okay.
So it has to give the status to the parent process even when there is an exit status to report.
Okay. Suppose out we have 10 columns in a file.
Okay.
And I would like to extract the second column. So how can I do that in Unix?
We can do is like we can use this -c2. We can use -c2 to select the second column. And if the column is like separated by comma, then I will say like we can use cut -f and then 2 and then we can do, or like we can use this awk and then we can say like print $2.
Okay. So suppose in SQL I would like to extract row records from 10 to 20. How can I do that?
We will have to put a row num for the result, okay. And then we can use this with clause to extract. So the query would be like, first the inner query will be like select row num as rn, comma table name dot asterisk from table name. And then I'll keep this as a subquery, and outer I'll use like with some, say like x as, and then outer query like I'll be using like select all the columns from x where rn between 10 and 20.
Okay. Suppose there is a process which has got a lot of packages and all. Normally it takes around 2 hours to complete that process, and today it is taking more than that, and it is taking around 4 hours. So how are you going to check what is happening with the process?
When the query is running, if I want to like see the execution plan of a query, we can use this $sql plan, and then I will see the execution plan of a query. And if required, I will just check like when the table is analyzed and if there is any table fragmentation. Basically, I will see whether there is any lot of unused block to reclaim any space. And I'll first see the volume of data, because yesterday like it ran in 2 hours while extracting the data from a particular table, and today it is taking 4 hours. So I'll also check for the volume of the data in the table, and then I will see whether all the indexes are in valid state or whether it is in unusable state, and we will also check whether the this like index has been used in the plan, or like we'll have to rebuild any indexes or to gather statistics on a table or a schema level. and then we will see whether the table is partitioned, and then I will also check for the explain plan to see what is going wrong. So those analysis like I'll do. And if it is a since it is a procedure, if I want to run, I will use profiler, DBMS profiler to identify like which line is today it is taking extra time to get executed. So I will concentrate more on that particular select statement.
Okay, that's fine. So what is the difference between clustered and non-clustered index?
Clustered, like in a table, we can have only like one clustered index, but we can have like multiple non-clustered index on a table. And clusters are normally like, it is like sorted and stored the data based on the like key values.
Okay.
And this non-cluster index will be having a BT structure.
Okay. So how many non-clustered we can have on a table?
We can have like, we can have only one clustered index, but we can have like up to say like 249 non-cluster index on a particular table.
Okay. So what is the basic difference between procedure and a function?
Procedure, it performs an action. And it can accept, it can have like parameters like in, out, and then in, out. A function must return a value, and it can be like called in a SQL statement, and it can be assigned to a variable. So normally function computes a value. Procedures cannot be called in a select statement, and it cannot be assigned to a variable.
Okay. So how many types of triggers we have?
Statement level and then row level. So statement level trigger, it fires once for each event, and row level trigger, it fires once for each row affected by the trigger event.
Okay, so suppose if I would like to shut down a database through trigger, what kind of trigger shall I use?
Shut down a database using a trigger?
Yes.
What we can do is like we can use a event called shutdown. Say like say we'll say like create or replace trigger name before shutdown on database, and then we can do some insert.
Okay. So what is the difference between simple view, complex view, and materialized view?
Simple view, we can perform data manipulation. Complex view, we will not be able to do a data manipulation on a base table. And when we use this distinct keyword, pseudo columns, joins, group by, having all those like functions, and then expressions if you have in a query, then we will see that as a complex view. By using instead of trigger, we can perform data manipulation even in a complex view. And view is virtual, so it doesn't contain any data, so we will not be able to create any indexes on the views. But materialized view is like physical storage of data. So it is a snapshot of a query result. So we can create indexes on the materialized views. And it can be refreshed. Materialized view can be refreshed by using a complete refresh or a fast or a force. Normally, like we use materialized view for improving the performance of a query, which uses a lot of calculations, like a lot of aggregations.
Okay. So what do you mean by bulk collect? We
use bulk collect to reduce the context switching between the SQL and the PLSQL engine. When we want to do like kind of like bulk processing, in those cases we use this bulk collect with a combination of limit. And when we want to do a bulk insert, then we use this for all with save exceptions. So normally this bulk collect is used to improve the performance, and it will reduce the context switching.
Okay. And what are public synonyms?
Public synonyms, like normally like synonyms are like used to short the lengthy names. And then if you create a public synonym, we can grant access to another schema, and you do not want the user to have to to worry about knowing the schema that he wants. So he does not know that if as a user, if I don't know whether the object belongs to a particular user, then we can grant we can create a public synonym so that he can access like his own object. He did not mention the schema name before the object name.
Okay. What is a referential cursor?
Ref cursors, like we call it as a data type, and it stores the result of a query. So normally, like if you want to return the record set from one procedure to the calling block, then we can use this sys underscore ref cursor as an out argument in our procedure. And we have this weakly typed and also like strongly typed ref cursor. So when you have a return type, then it is called a strongly type. Without a return type, if you create a ref cursor, then it is a weakly typed ref cursor. And this ref cursor can be like dynamic. So you can build a query dynamically, and you can pass it to the calling block.
Okay. So what is the package that is available in Oracle so that I can handle the files, like CSV file?
We can use UTL file. So we have a UTL file where we can read and write the data. So we'll have to create a directory, and then we'll have to create a new file by using fopen. And then we can use put underscore line, and then get underscore line, put, and then for file close, we can say like f close.
Okay. Okay. So suppose we have created an index on a column, but still it is, whenever we run a query, it goes for a full table scan. What could be the reason behind that?
There might be a reason like the cardinality. So it is based on the cardinality.
Okay.
Say like, so for example, like if I have a column and I've created a B3 indexes, but now it has like low number of unique records and large number of duplicates, Oracle, it will skip the indexes and it will do a full scan. And there might be another reason, like saying like index is not in a valid state, it is an unusable state, or we might have used any operators or like functions in the index column so that Oracle will avoid those indexes.
Okay. So based on what we create indexes? Like
based on the cardinality, say like for example, if I have a high cardinality column, I will prefer to go with the B3 index. And if the column has like, if it has been used in the WHERE clause in most of the queries, then we can create an indexes for those columns. And if it is going to like select very low volume of data from the table, then we can prefer to go with an indexes. And if the table is not frequently modified, then also like we can consider to create an indexes on a table which is more static.
Okay. So in what case a clustered index happens on a table?
Say like if you create a primary key column, Oracle will create a clustered index, and it automatically gets created.
Okay. So can we have a primary key and a foreign key in a single table?
Primary key and foreign key in a single table? Yes, like, yeah, it is possible.
Okay. So Vimala, I'm good with the interview. So I'll give my feedback to the attendant and she'll come back to you.
All right, yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Do you have any questions for me?
What role that you are looking for, and like what domain that you are heading for?
Yeah, it will be an e-commerce domain. Domain would be e-commerce. And the role would be like, what we really do is we have a monitoring tool. There we support some specific say application servers. More to that, we get user tickets that involves like reporting requests, RCAs, investigations. More to that, we support a process called ETL out, which is basically a set of packages that runs every day. Those are like PLSQL packages and that run every day. So we support that process when something goes wrong with that. Those packages and all, we decode the things, we check those process packages. More to that, we've got enhancements that involves like shell scripting and some Java utilities. So whenever there comes a business request, like we have an Excel file and can you please compare it with the Oracle table, and can we have some email out of that and all. So we create those enhancements.
Okay, and what reporting tool that you use?
we are not using any reporting tool. Basically, it is like we are using the SQL queries that we use those and we extract the data.
Okay, all right. And this application is more of like enhancement and maintenance application, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, all right. And the technology involved is like Oracle SQL, PL SQL, and Unix Shell Scripting.
Yes, Oracle PL SQL, Unix Shell Scripting, and a bit of
Java.
Perl and Java.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
I'm good. Like I have like experience both in enhancement maintenance, and I can also like write a few Java code also on my own. So I'm familiar working on C#, and I can understand the Java code. I can debug the code.
Okay, that's fine. So I'll give my feedback to the HR and she'll come back to you.
Alright, thank you.
Thank you.